And with that, George, would you introduce our guest? He's ready.
Absolutely. We're excited to have Tim Bryce back. He's a freelance writer. He lives in the Tampa Bay area, so he doesn't have to shovel his driveway in the wintertime. I know that much. He's an avid writer and speaker. He discusses everything from business management to politics, morality, systems and technology, all the different things that you see that matter, quite frankly, in our changing world. In addition to his columns, he has a blog entitled The Bryce is Right. A takeoff on, I think, the game show. But at any rate, it's a popular blog. He has an audience from all over the world, not just the U.S. and not just Florida, everywhere. He also has been published in a wide variety of places, Washington Times, Huffington Post. And he also has a book, Before You Vote, Know How Your Government Works. So makes sense that, we have him on the show because he's a smart guy and he has important things to say. So with that, welcome back, Tim, to the Conservative Commandos. We're glad to have you.
George, it's always a pleasure. Sharon, it's always a delight to have you. And it's just good to be here. You know, this is always a fun time and to get on with you guys and talk serious about all kinds of issues of the day.
Absolutely. Well, you've written a really interesting article about essentially Republican values. And I think that's an important topic simply because it gets you back to first principles. Sometimes we can get lost in the news headlines of the day about whether or not, you know, the ideal marginal tax rate is this percent or that percent. But the first principles are that it's your money and government should be small and it shouldn't be, And so the point is sometimes we get lost in, the details. And I thought I really like the idea of getting back to first principles. And this article is a great way of does a great job of doing that. So why don't you set that up for us and let's have that conversation.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I was at a GOP strategy session and we were talking about tactics. What are we going to do around the Tampa Bay area to promote Republican candidates and so on? And the team leader happened to put up on the board, he had a regular slideshow going on that. And one of the things he put up there is promote Republican values. And I've always been interested in values and that kind of stuff. I've written about it. I don't know if you guys know about it. Another book I wrote some years ago is Stand Up for Morality, where I discuss the state of morality in this country. And so I'm really interested in this kind of stuff. And I stopped and said, hey, wait a second. What do you mean by that? What are Republican values? And you could just see him stop and look around, and he had to really think about it. And the only best thing he can do is says, well, you better go look at the party platform of 2016, because that's the one that's still in effect right now. It was written by, a lot of the Trump people and whatever. Well, okay, it's got some great platitudes in there and so on, but values, hardcore values, that's a good question. And I don't think we have a lot of consensus in terms of what our values are. And so I said, okay, if I was to write it, what would I put out there? And number one, I wrote about, we go back to Judeo-Christian values. That's been going around since FDR's time. They've always accused the Republicans of having, I don't know if accuse is the right word, Judeo-Christian values. And I don't see anything wrong with Judeo-Christian values. It's an amalgamation, of the best of all of the denominations in the Jewish faith out there. So I don't know what's the problem with it. But that includes such things as respect for the Ten Commandments, which is what we really do. We do respect the Ten Commandments, and we also respect the U.S. Constitution very much so, because that's dictating the rights of the individual. So very honesty, truthfulness, the basic things out there, be doing to others as you would do unto you, others have unto you. Boy, that was easy, Tim. It was very important to people. And so anyway, then I said, well, beyond that, beyond the very basic moralistic type questions, what else is there? And I came up with three things. One was the dignity of the human spirit. And I think that is very important to Republicans. And that's meaning every individual is entitled to unalienable rights, as, we said in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's very important to us. And that means you know, we are allowed to go on out and do whatever we want. We can build, create, and so on. But we are not guaranteed success. We're not guaranteed success. We're guaranteed the right to try, but we're not guaranteed to success. And that's a very inherent part of capitalism. We're not going to take away failure out of the formula because you get better if you fail a few times.
And second, I would argue it's actually fundamental to freedom.
That's right.
Freedom is about the ability to make your own choices.
Right.
And sometimes people think that they can make choices that are independent of consequences. You know, an example would be I could choose to sleep in every morning and go to work late. But and I have the right to make that choice if I'd like. And my boss, would have had the right years ago to say, George, I am going to have to exercise my right to fire you because you're never to work on time.
Right.
And that would be the consequence. And we seem to have a generation of people that want to separate choice from consequence. So I agree with you. But there's something dignifying about being able to make your own choices and then deal with the consequences. In some cases, the consequences are you show up to work on time, you work hard, you get a promotion.
Yeah,
and in my example, you sleep in, you get fired.
We're promoting the concept of responsibility. You are responsible for your own actions. Okay? You make the decisions, not somebody else. You are responsible for your decisions.
Yeah, it's super empowering, I think, to understand that you are not a cork in the ocean floating about, hoping that a current carries you closer to success. Instead, you are a mariner sailing a small vessel, and you get to decide where you go.
That's right.
And if you're skillful, you can actually sail directly into the wind.
I don't understand why Democrats don't understand this concept. It's a very, very simple concept, and why they prefer socialism over capitalism. Capitalism is a great thing. It adds to the productivity and industry of the individual in this country. And we wouldn't be alive today if we didn't have that very simple freedom out there to choose, to draw, to make your own decisions and so on like that. We would be in a mess if we were in a monarchy or an autocratic society like a dictatorship or something like that. And so, yes, you're right. It is very important that the person, and you know, and it's interesting when you read the Constitution, these are talking about rights that you, the individual, not the group as such, you, the individual, are given. So I find that all very fascinating. Second thing I had on there, we must live and work together in peace. And the other, what we want to encourage is have everybody rowing on the same oar. Look, I understand that we have egos and all that other stuff, but where we make progress is when we work together, be it in business, in our neighborhoods, in schools, next door neighbor, and so on like that. We have to get along. Now, that means that we have respect for the rule of law. I mean, we have to have a rule of law if we're going to do that kind of stuff, not to mention, you know, incidental customs, etiquette, and all that kind of stuff. But no, we have to have respect for the rule of law.
It also goes, I think, to the question of cancel culture, because the problem with cancel culture is it basically says, I don't like what you believe, so I want to cut you out of society. And in a pluralistic society, one with 330 million Americans, it's going to work a whole lot better if we just agree to agree.
Right.
That you can go to the church you want to go to, and you can go see the movies you want to go see, and you can frequent the restaurants you want to, and you can vote for the candidates you want to, and I will not hate you for it, and I will not try to destroy your life because I view the world differently. And it seems like that used to be a universal value, but it's not anymore.
No.
It's a value that is basically, some would argue, weirdly enough, that is something, you know, like, oh, that's white supremacy. It's like, you know.
Oh, you're being a racist again.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I'm sorry. I think getting along is not racist.
I find it interesting in this country how many people look down their nose at people. I don't care what you do, what your walk in life is. You could be a janitor, dishwasher. I don't care what the job is. As long as you do it professionally, with a certain degree of craftsmanship, and professionally, I got all this respect in the world for you. But I'm surprised how many people look down their nose. Look, my family came up the long way. My grandfather came over here after World War I, and you know, we didn't come in over here with a whole lot. We had to earn our way through life, you know, to get where we are today. And so I've been taught by my grandparents and parents that No, I'm not going to look down my nose at anybody. If you're willing to work, if you're willing to do the right things, I have all the regards for you. And I'm surprised how many people don't feel that way, George. I don't understand that.
No, I'm with you on that. I think I've made a point in my life as an adult, at least when I talk with people, of taking note of this. So it's in a long-standing experiment. And that is, if I've spent, I don't mean just saying, hi, how are you? And they say, hi, how are you back? I'm talking about a real conversation. I've talked with guys that were fixing, putting a sprinkler in my yard that was broken. I've talked to guys that were, mowing lawns in the neighborhood. I've talked to lawyers and doctors. And you know what I found is it didn't matter. If I talked to people and took a little bit of time to listen, they all had something to offer. They all had something about them that at the end of the day, I could say, wow, that was kind of cool. They had an interesting insight. They, there's something about them that I could say, I admire that. And
that's right.
And I, so the point is, they don't have to have a lot of degrees in the wall for me to say that's true. There were people who had 0 degrees. There were people who didn't speak the English that well. And yet, if I bothered to take the time, I found that they were themselves remarkable.
Well, I'm Chatty Cathy when I go to the restaurants or whatever, and I talk to the waitresses, the waiters. If I go to the drugstore, I talk to the clerks, and I'm just, how are you? How's everything going? And they get to know me on a first-name basis. And I'm always asking how they are and whatever, but some people are really cold, look at you suspiciously. I went to the post office the other day, like 7 o'clock in the morning, to check the mail. And while I was in there, some young guy walking on in. Hey, how you doing? Nice day, isn't it out there? Traffic is wonderful. I mean, it's easy. Gave me a dirty look, like, who the hell are you? Are you Jack the Ripper or what? Or what is the problem? I was just trying to be friendly, trying to be social. We don't know how to socialize anymore because we're on technology too much. We're on the cell phones too much. We're on the PC too much. We're on the PC now, right?
But we are communicating. Well, but Tim, we're up against the clock right now, and I apologize. I should manage the clock better. I shouldn't ask you a long question. But we only got a second or two left. But fortunately, you're sticking around, so we can talk more in just a moment. But I do want to remind our viewers and our listeners, this is the Conservative Commandos. If you've missed any portion of the show, or you say to yourself, I have a friend who needs to hear this, get a rebroadcast and share it with them. CCRshow.com is the place to go. I'm George Landreth. She is Sharon Engel, and our guest is Tim Bryce. And we will be right back, so don't go away.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone, to the Conservative Commandos radio show. I'm Sharon Engel, here with my co-host, George Landreth. We've been talking with our guest, Tim Bryce from The Bryce is Right. And we've been talking about Republican values. So we'll give a little shout out to some of those folks that are listening in Florida to Tim today. We do broadcast in Jacksonville, Tampa, and the Villages. We also broadcast in Las Vegas, Reno, Nevada, Macon, Georgia, Lancaster in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Boulder in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Long Beach, California, Arlington, Virginia, and we also broadcast in broadcast TV in California, places like San Francisco, San Rafael, Marin, North Bay, San Jose, Silicon Valley, Santa Rosa, Redding, Sacramento, Chico, California, and of course around the world on the internet. So we're kind of everywhere, as Rick Trader, our producer, says, and of course we're brought to you by none other than MyPillow and Mike Lindell. We've been talking with Tim about Republican values. I think this is a great topic for our times. Tim, you kind of ended with the idea that we've forgotten how to socialize. Well, I think in some ways people would say it's a diabolical plan in our culture to keep us from socializing, just the way we handled COVID-19 is a perfect example of how it separated people and kept us from being even able to smile at one another. You couldn't even go in the grocery store and, have a just eye contact. You've had 3 points in your article, 3 values. The one was the one of human dignity. Would you continue on talking about those things?
Sure. Before I go on with that, going on to your point, Sharon, we've also lost sight. We don't know how to debate on a friendly basis. Mm. You know, and I was growing up in business in the 70s and 80s, and we'd go out to lunch all the time, and we'd have all kinds of conversations, all kinds of arguments and stuff like that. And it wasn't nasty at all, but it was very, we were trying to seek the truth, you know, as to what's going on. And we talked about everything under the sun that you can imagine, especially politics. And no, we didn't agree on everything, but we knew how to discuss these things. And that's one of the things we've lost as a result of all of the social technology that we have out there. As to the third point that I brought up in here is Republicans believe in the support for the family unit. You know, we believe in the sanctity of marriage and the roles mothers and fathers play, you know, in terms of raising their children. And we believe the parents ultimately should be the ones raising the children, not necessarily the schools, certainly not the entertainment media, but it starts with the families. And I think that's why we kept pushing such things as topics related to education, in taking care of the family unit out there. So it's really not that complicated. We want all our beliefs, our values are all aimed at the human being. Think about that. You know, we believe in, you know, the spirit of the human being, the right of the person to flourish. We believe in working together, and we believe in the family unit as well. So I don't know why that's so complicated for people to understand. And when you go to the Democrat Party, and I don't want to demean them offhand, but hey, they don't look at the sanctity of the human spirit. They don't consider that. They believe people should be put under the thumb. You know, everybody should be in a master-slave type of relationship. No, they don't. They say they want people to work together in peace. I'm not convinced of it at all. You know, they're trying to discourage personal initiative. And they certainly, they want to be invasive in the family unit. They want to teach what are the values that the kids should have growing on up, not the parents. The parents are incapable of figuring that out to their way of thinking. So that's a very, very big difference. So, you know, when going back to the guy who was leading the GOP strategy session, yeah, he's right. We should be teaching people what are the values of the Republican Party. How are these things different? So the reason I wrote this piece is to make it a talking point to that regards.
You know, when people look at the Republican Party, I know they say, how can you be a Republican? They're so corrupt. And I always point them back to the platform. I have to say, you know, there's corruption, and there is corruption on both sides of the aisle. And even if you want to be a libertarian or a nonpartisan, we can find corruption. But the singular thing that attracts values voters, and I know that's who they're aiming at these days, is those of us who do have core values. They want to marginalize us and set us aside and keep us out of the public square as much as possible. The thing that attracts the values voter is exactly what we've been talking about here. So how do we reach out into our culture and get people to come out from hiding? I guess, you know, I can see the people in my church just kind of retracting. Oh, well, we don't want to talk at the rally. We don't want to talk from the pulpit even about these things.
I don't know if you heard Governor DeSantis, our governor in Florida, is at it again. And he has eliminated that critical race theory out of the dialogue in our history classes in school. And again, he's been promoting the U.S. Constitution, teaching that. God bless this guy, you know, that he's doing that kind of stuff. Another thing he pushed through also, just as an aside, they're going to have 2 minutes of silence at the beginning of the school day. So if you want to pray, if you want to meditate, if you want to do your homework or whatever the case may be, here's an opportunity they're going to have at the start of the day. And you know what? People aren't really complaining about this. These sound like small, simple things, but this is what people want. And DeSantis is becoming very, very popular as a result of this. But yeah, we need to have education. And the Democrats don't want the education. They don't want you to know that we live in a republic, not a democracy. They don't understand the difference between socialism and capitalism. They just don't want that. They want you to think socialism is a cool concept, that Che Guevara was a cool guy. Che Guevara was a murderer. You know, it is a nutcase. So they don't want to teach proper history. They don't want to teach basic civics. And so they see guys like DeSantis as evil, you know, and undermining everything. But the lion's share of people in Florida are saying, oh, thank God for Ron DeSantis.
It's a relief. And I know that many people are looking at Ron now. They're watching him. They see his values in action. And maybe that's what you're saying. It's not just enough to hold these values. We hold these values to be self-evident. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Well, it's not self-evident anymore, is it?
No. I'm going to be writing about Ron DeSantis next week. I've been looking over what his agenda has been over the last few months, and it's going to be an interesting article. And whether he's going to run for president or vice president, that's what's going to be interesting. People love this guy. We don't want him to leave and go to Washington, D.C. and so on. They really do love this guy. But if it's going to be best for the country, then yes, let's send him off. But as a matter of fact, I saw his mom and dad. We had a party, a North Pinellas Republican Club party, a couple of weeks ago. And his mom and dad come to it because they live right here in Dunedin, which is just next to Palm Harbor where I'm at. And really nice people. You can see what a good effect they had on him and his growth. Great squared away guy. I've met him a few times through the press meetings and everything that I've attended. And there's no BS with this guy. And the press is trying to push him around. They know that he is a genuine threat. But I think he's been coached by Trump to a certain extent that he is pushing back, and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. So he's doing it very articulate, you know, just a fabulous guy.
Well, you must be pushing back, too, because your articles are soaring. You said you've had more hits than ever before. And so I want you to tell our audience how they can go and read your articles, check in with you, get acquainted with you, connect with you, have a conversation, be social with Tim Bryce.
That's right. And it's simply at timbryce.com, B-R-Y-C-E, or just look me up through Google or Yahoo. Tim Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E, timbryce.com.
Well, and we're gonna put a picture of your book up.
I got it right here.
Good.
How's that?
Before you vote, Know How Your Government Works by Tim Bryce. We'll also put it up in our show so that people will know. Where do you get that book?
You can get it through my site. Go to timbryce.com. The other one that I mentioned earlier, Stand Up for Morality. This is kind of an interesting thing to talk about, moral values. One of the things I found out when I was writing this is nobody's discussing morality, and really politics is morality.
Oh, tell that to the politicians, would you please? Well, Tim Bryce, thank you so much for being our guest here on Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Take care and God bless.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure.
And we are coming to you from the Conservative Commandos Radio Network studios and around the world on the internet with TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, NetTalk America, and AM/FM 24/7.